From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. A lull in fighting in Syria's beleaguered eastern Ghouta region is reported after Russia Monday said it would establish an evacuation corridor and daily five-hour ceasefire over the rebel-held enclave. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu said following an order from President Vladimir Putin, a daily humanitarian pause will be observed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. local time with the aim of eliminating civilian casualties. Last week, the UN Security Council called for a 30-day truce to allow for medical evacuations and the distribution of aid for some 400,000 residents of eastern Ghouta. The International Committee of the Red Cross's Yolanda Jacomet said it's vital people be allowed to leave.
And at the same time, it is obvious that it is critical for aid to be let in. We speak of 400,000 people. You cannot take all of them out. You have to allow humanitarian aid in, and this is extremely urgent, and we hope that this will happen as soon as possible.
More than 500 have been killed, one quarter of them children, in more than a week of constant Russian-backed government bombardment. Health authorities Sunday also said several people have had symptoms consistent with chlorine gas exposure. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said he's directing all security agencies to ensure that every effort is made to ensure the safety of schools and students following last week's mass abduction of schoolgirls by suspected Boko Haram insurgents.
Government remains unrelenting towards rescuing all those abducted.
More than 100 schoolgirls were taken from their school in Dabshi in Yobe State February 19, an incident Mr. Buhari's called a national disaster. He had campaigned in 2015 on the pledge to make Boko Haram's defeat a priority. More than 200 schoolgirls abducted in 2014. This is VOA News. Russia Monday vetoed a UN Security Council resolution critical of Iran for violating an arms embargo aimed at the Houthi rebels in Yemen. Kelly Curry is the U.S. representative to the UN's Economic and Social Council.
Russia's veto today serves only to protect Iran's efforts to destabilize the region and spread its malign influence.
A Russian draft resolution that made no mention of Iran and extended sanctions against Yemen until next February was adopted unanimously. Meanwhile, Saudi King Salman replaced the kingdom's military leadership. No reason given, although Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has pursued reform for the military as the country struggles through a third year of war in Yemen. Senior North Korean General Kim Jong-chol has left South Korea after attending the closing ceremonies at the Winter Olympics and twice expressing the North's willingness to talk to the U.S. President Donald Trump, addressing the nation's governors Monday at the White House, said the U.S. would engage in dialogue under certain conditions.
We want to talk also only under the right conditions. Otherwise, we're not talking. You know, they've been talking for 25 years. Other presidents should have solved this problem long before I got here. And they've been talking for 25 years. And you know what happened? Nothing.
Washington has insisted it will only talk about North Korea's denuclearization. Monday, South Korean President Moon Jae-in urged the U.S. to lower its threshold for the talks while he called on North Korea to take steps to rid itself of nuclear weapons. Prosecutors have recommended that former South Korean President Park Geun-hye be sentenced to 30 years in prison for alleged bribery, abuse of power, and other crimes. The country's first female leader also faces tens of millions of dollars in fines. She was removed from office last year. A close associate has already been in prison. Thousands, including former President George W. Bush and his wife, filed past the casket of the late Protestant evangelist Billy Graham, who died last week at age 99.
Laura and I are honored to be able to come and pay our respects to the Graham family, and more importantly, to be able to say goodbye to a person who was influential in our lives and influential in the lives of millions.
Mr. Bush described Graham as a humble shepherd of the Lord. After lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol Wednesday and Thursday, Graham is to be buried Friday in the grounds of his library in Charlotte, North Carolina. President Donald Trump plans to attend that funeral. Morocco's King Mohammed VI underwent heart surgery in France Monday. The 54-year-old king treated at a Paris clinic for what was described as a heart rhythm disorder. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan is on a five-day African tour with stops in Algeria, followed by visits to Mauritania, Senegal, and Mali. The Turkish leader said he's seeking stronger economic, military, and cultural ties. U.S. stocks advanced Monday, recovering much of the losses sustained in a sell-off earlier this month. The benchmark Dow Jones soared nearly 400 points to close at 25,709. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.